This is a podcast about recognizing and releasing struggle and replacing it with life enjoyment. I'm Kim. I used to be a quiet struggler, and I now call myself the poster girl for contentment. I think it's important to tell the story of how this all happened, and that's why this is the Unbelievable Freedom Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is episode 32. And it's Sunday morning. And one of the things that you have to think about if you decide to put out a podcast, besides all the obvious, like what's the format going to be, what are the topics going to be, and am I going to invite guests to be interviewed, is how much of my real time, real life stuff do I bring in? And obviously, I've leaned on the side of making the podcast about me and about my life. But I don't come on here every week and report minute by minute what I've been up to. Actually, when I look ahead at season 2 of this podcast, which will come next year, early next year, I think I actually may do a little more of week-to-week reporting on my Enjoy Your Life experimentation. But for what remains of this season during November and December, I'm talking about my life, but I'm not keeping you all up to date. However, if you follow me on social media, you know that this past Thursday, we let our last dog go over the rainbow bridge. And that's an expression that I've always considered super corny, but I understand why people use that image. Because when you've had this animal in your care for any amount of time, but especially 14 years, and had responsibility, and you are charged with making the decision that we made on Thursday, you know, you really do want to focus on that animal's spirit being set free from their old, used up body and bounding off somewhere. So I get it. But then it was like, should I talk about this on the podcast? This is not a podcast about pets. It's not a podcast about grief. But it's a podcast about my continuing flow and how I stay out of struggle and how I deal with my own soul's journey and how that intersects with the realities of human life. You know, you can be engaged in continual spiritual refinement and still have to take out the garbage. And you have to deal with an old dog who has been slowing down for many months. And we really wanted to, as they say, make the decision to let him go while most days were still good. And everybody told us we would know when it was time. And we talked endlessly about how we would know. What would the signs be? Would we need to be in agreement? What might be going on around us? Would it be daytime, nighttime, a weekend? All of those things we got tangled up in. And then, because of the way life can be, all the stars aligned. And there were some health things going on with him that were urgent, but not a crisis. And it was overnight, Wednesday into Thursday. And we had the ability to arrange to both have the day free. And we happened to live around the corner from a really excellent veterinary clinic that has been the clinic to take care of all of our animals over the years. And I don't know what the weather's been like where you are, but we've had off and on autumn radiance, and it was one of those glorious autumn mornings where all the dappled sun is coming through the colored leaves and all the things for the kind of scene you would want for saying goodbye to a dog who's meant a lot to you. So all I really want to talk about this morning is rolling with the changes. Because everyone's always doing that, whether they're tuned into it and thinking about it or not. Over this year, 2020, you know, more people than ever have lost loved ones. And many people I know have lost loved ones for nothing to do with COVID, but just because it's part of life to be losing loved ones for any number of natural causes. Meanwhile, lots of positive things have been happening in people's lives, and we have to always be striving to roll with those changes. So what we've been feeling over these last, you know, 3 days, this is the fourth day waking up without Bo here, Bo, our beagle, if you are not a social media follower, that's the dog I'm talking about. He was 14 in the spring, and he was with us through the lockdown and through the summer. And in so many ways, he was the child that we never had more than any of the other pets. He was like a baby to us, and he was absolutely the bridge from a chapter of our lives that was that busy chapter with kids and dogs and cats and gerbils and orthodontist appointments and school dances and activities. And when we were in that phase of life, the dogs were there and the cats were there. And then both cats passed and the first dog passed and the kids grew up and left. And it was just us here with the dog. And it was all the things, if you know the comedian Leanne Morgan, she does a funny bit about what it was like for her and her husband when the children were gone. And they actually had beagles, just coincidentally. And she talks about how she'd kiss them on the mouth. But we did. We fussed on this beagle. And we crooned at him and talked to him and talked baby talk and had all the nicknames and referred to each other as mom and dad and all the cliched things that I would have probably stood out there a few years back when my hands were full and I had the kids to take care of and I was struggling with my career and struggling with my weight and generally living in a mire. I would have thought, no way do I have the energy to become one of those dog moms. But you know, you roll with the changes even when you don't do it gracefully. And in these last couple of years, which are really, you know, the same Unbelievable Freedom years, the same 2 years that we have had Unbelievable Freedom, the book and the world and the business and an audience that have followed along out of that, those same 2 years, it's just been the two of us and Bo. The super shrinking Smiths, the super shrunken Smiths, and Bo. He was a constant presence. There were so many times that I lamented to Ryan about the freedom that I want to have, the ability to move spontaneously and take a day trip, take an overnight trip. There were so many times when I was getting myself into a cycle of resentment. Remember those? The turd cycles. Feeling trapped by the dog when I never really was. We could have gotten a dog sitter. We could have investigated more things that we could do to bring him along with us. But we stayed home a lot, and sometimes I expended energy being resentful when I didn't need to. But every time that I looked across the room at him in his brown bed with his chin resting on the edge, and I was looking at him thinking various resentful thoughts about feeling trapped and wanting my freedom, he was just looking back at me with complete acceptance of what was. I was going to do this whole podcast talking about him, but, you know, everybody who's had a dog and loved a dog knows about their loyalty and their adoration. And ultimately, rolling with the changes is about not being in regret about the things I could have, should have done, but just accepting that that was that time, just like the mire was that time in my life, and this dog mom phase was that time in my life. And I'm not going to go into resistance about what I should have done or how it should have gone. I'm just going to keep flowing. I'm going to keep experimenting. We're not going to experiment with another dog. That is not slated as an upcoming Enjoy Your Life experiment. We're going to experiment with freedom. And we're going to experiment with what it's like to just be together and not have anyone to take care of except ourselves and each other. But we're going to keep flowing. And I encourage you to do the same. Be present. Be mindful. Be grateful for the mixed blessings that these obligations bring. And always, enjoy your life. If you want to go check out Struggle Freedom or any of my other stuff, just visit the website, www.unbelievablefreedom.com.